This is part three in a four-part conversation. We're talking with Keith Hughes, the Director in Equity Research at SunTrust Robinson Humphrey. Well, another place that we have seen some strength at Mohawk is in the commercial segment. It appears to be going along pretty strongly. What are you seeing in that sector?
Well, that commercial has been very good, and that's probably more important for Dow Tile than any other portion of Mohawk's business. And one of the reasons Dow Tile's revenues have been essentially flat during this period. That's one of their larger and, quite honestly, one of their better commercial businesses is in the Dow Tile segment. You know, it's helped the carpet business as well. You know, most of the growth in commercial carpet, at least, has been in carpet tiles, which have seen another explosion of growth, kind of third time around for carpet tiles, going into this calendar year and actually taking share away from Broadloom. And I think Mohawk has struggled a little bit. They're in tiles with the Lee's business, but their share, in my opinion, trails and has for some time Interface and Shaw.
I see. Do you see what do you see happening in the modular business going forward? What kind of shifts do you see?
Well, I mean, the big shift has been the push into something besides office, where you're getting some traction in the business, and it continues to gain share in the office business as well. And so it's on a path now where it's going to become the dominant form of carpet, and it's already over 50% in office, and it's heading up in some of the other segments. So its share gain is going to continue.
I see. At Dow Tile, I think they mentioned that they had implemented some transportation and energy surcharges. How does that affect everything? I can't imagine that helps sales a whole heck of a lot.
I mean, what are you going to do? Not buy it because they're adding a surcharge on the truck? I mean, come on.
Well, do you buy less? I mean, it has to affect it in some way, doesn't it?
You know, that's like the argument that the price of carpet has gone up. You know, a significant amount over the last 3 years, but the reality is consumers buy carpet every 10 to 15 years. They have no clue what it costs. They just know what it costs at store A versus store B. So, that sort of stuff, I mean, that's pretty routine in a lot of industries right now because the price of gasoline has gone so high.
Let me just ask you about cost reduction in general at Mohawk across the board. You had mentioned, I mean, they're pretty good at doing that. The whole industry, I guess, is pretty good at doing that. Is there going to be a time when you reach a point of diminishing returns, or is that just crazy? There's always room for improvement.
You know, there's always room for improvement. The carpet industry, though, has never been one to overshoot on its cost reductions. I mean, I can't think of a time when any of the majors, one of the exceptions of Dixie, when business was good and they couldn't serve it. You know, they always seem to have some capacity waiting in the background to meet the uptick in volume. So I think there's always rooms to cut them.
Okay. And I guess the larger you get, the more area there is to
That's
improve,
right,
I suppose. Looking at Dow Tile, we've talked over the years about the new plants that Dow Tile has put up, one in the U.S., one in Mexico.
Yeah.
I guess that's really paying off for them now, isn't it?
Well, it's paying off in that even though they've added capacity, they still buy a large chunk of their product from Europe. And when times are tough, that is the supplier you're going to cut off first in favor of running your own factories. And that's one of the reasons why the profit levels at Dow Tile are not at peak by any stretch of the imagination. They haven't declined as much as they could if they were having idle capacity.
But they're buying less and less abroad because of the new plants that they put up?
No, not that. I mean, they're buying less and less abroad because businesses, you know, in tile, it's not the 10 to 15% growth. It's basically flat. And so in that scenario, the first supplier you cut off are your exterior suppliers.
I gotcha. The company's guidance going forward, they said they expect the environment to pretty much be the same thing going forward in the residential arena. The guidance was $1.61 to $1.70.
Right.
How's that coincide with your model?
Well, I think what's interesting about the guidance is that they had talked about business. They thought business was sequentially was going to be flat as we go from second to third, which took, I think, some investors by surprise, and I think there's some that doubt it, quite honestly. And that's one of the reasons, along with the fact that crude hits a new high seemingly every day, the stock has traded down pretty significantly, that with the market meltdown we've seen since the earnings release. I think what's interesting about Mohawk is of all the companies I covered, they were the second to really see this downturn coming. And they'll be the first to see it turn back up. So seeing business or expecting business to be sequentially flat is a lot for the bottom line, but that is noteworthy. And they've been pretty good at calling business in the short term. So, you know, we'll see how they come out. But if they're able to hit this guidance and the numbers come in, again, sequentially flat, if you will, it could be an important turning point for the stock. We'll see if they can do it.
Well, they're usually pretty conservative in their guidance.
Yeah, they usually hit numbers because they build in something between bad and terrible in their guidance. So we'll see how that goes.
I gotcha. Let me switch over to Interface. Their second quarter earnings, I guess, reflected what, the sale of their fabrics unit. Overall, the company turned in a pretty good quarter.
Yeah, they did. They're finally a carpet company again. Carpet tiles are somewhere around three quarters of the revenues right now, with Bentley Prince Street the other quarter of revenues. And again, this is taking out the fabrics business that was sold. Those are roughly right. No, I'm sorry, that's not right. It's 85% carpet tile, 15% Bentley Prince Street. Excuse me. And even Bentley Prince Street, about a quarter of all of Bentley Prince Street business has been in carpet tiles in itself.
Now, when we talked, I don't know, a couple of years ago, we were talking about Interface, and that was at a time when the gears in the commercial sector really hadn't been meshing, and you were saying they really needed to cover some ground once that part of the marketplace really started to click. Are they clicking at a rate that you think that they should be? And you had mentioned some of the debt that they had to pay down, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if you even remember saying that, but are they clicking along at a rate that you think is sufficient?
I mean, I think so. I think Dan Hendricks brought this company back from the brink. This company, quite honestly, about 5 years ago, was close to bankruptcy in the midst of that horrendous commercial decline. They've gotten rid of the non-core stuff, the businesses that just make no sense as part of the mix. They've paid down debt. They did an equity offering to lower debt. We've gotten debt down. If you net your cash position out with the current debt load down to a very reasonable number, I think that Dan has made the company less cyclical. The office business has been de-emphasized a little bit. It's office-related flooring is about 50% of the revenues. The other 50% goes into other commercial occupancies, government, education, healthcare, stuff like that. And that tends to have much less cyclicality than the office business. And so structurally, they have substantially changed during this period.
And I guess they've also got some help from the European economy and what's happening over there.
That's true, too. I mean, the European, or Germany specifically, is the biggest for them, which had been a laggard for some time, is now running, from what they're saying, at the numbers for the, at least in the carpet tile business, at the average of the carpet tile business, which is the first time in a long while that's happened.
Uh-huh. How about the Bentley Prince Street unit, the Broadland unit?
I mean, Bentley Prince Street is a good and bad story. It's been that way for a long time. Revenue growth has been incredibly strong. Margins have improved from the break-even and loss numbers we've seen. They're probably on a pace to do somewhere between about 4.5-5% this year. But you would expect a lot more, given how, or at least I expect a lot more, given how absolutely fantastic revenue has been right now. So, I mean, it's a good news, bad news story there.
I gotcha. Let me shift over to the Armstrong auction. I know we talked about that several months ago.
Let's say one thing about Interface is interesting. I think the one thing that's kind of looming on the horizon with Interface, business in the second quarter was fantastic. When I was at the Neocon trade show in middle of June, I heard that from all the carpet players, that I met with. So that seems to be the industry. It seems to be the trend of the industry. One kind of sister industry to commercial carpet is commercial furniture. And commercial furniture have all seen business, still good, but decelerate in the second quarter. And if you start looking around the market, you see some other modest cracks, as I would call them, in commercial spending. The biggest one was Cat, who's one of the biggest providers of commercial construction equipment, saw its business fall off in the second quarter. This is not widespread, but it is a little concerning, and I think it gets back to the whole macro question of, does the residential decline start spreading into other parts of the market? So far in commercial carpet, it absolutely hasn't, but it's something to watch here in the future.
So what are your expectations?
I think the next quarter or two, the industry is going to do very well, but what I'm really looking at is order rates, backlogs, things of that nature, to see if there's any weakness. And we downgraded Interface stock at about $20 just because I think all the good is basically factored in it, or most of the good is factored in it at that point.
This is going to wrap up part three of a four-part conversation. We're talking with Keith Hughes, the Director in Equity Research at SunTrust Robinson Humphrey. We'll air the fourth and final part of this conversation tomorrow. You're listening to Floor Radio.